Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. Our phone number is 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. Again, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Captain Kickass, and Ian. And we're talking about technology because it was a really slow news day. I've been looking at mostly all about the $2,000 checks that Americans aren't going to get.
Woo! Finally! Wait, they're not?
Probably not.
Oh, I thought they passed the thing. They didn't. No.
Democrats wanted to, I think, and then Mitch McConnell, whatever his name is.
Oh, the Republicans stopped it.
Yeah, he said, no, we're not going to do this. And Bernie Sanders says, okay, well, we're not voting on your stupid defense bill either. So
I thought the defense bill got passed.
No? Good. Maybe the whole government just falls apart.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be. I love when Washington actually has gridlock and can't achieve anything, because nothing they ever achieve is productive.
Yeah.
So the less that they can do, the better.
Well, and this whole thing with this, it's called the COVID stimulus package. COVID relief package, I believe, is what it's called. And it doesn't really relieve anything.
No, of course not.
You know?
The government can't relieve the problems that they cause.
Like,
they can only exacerbate them.
Somebody was asking me the other night what the numbers were. I think it's $175 billion that goes domestically. Of that, you know, is the supposed $600 payments to individual people. And then another $700 and some billion for who the hell knows what to everything outside of the United States.
Yeah, it's
sick.
It's some ridiculous crap in there. Like $100 million, I think, to Pakistan for gender programs.
Gender program study. Yeah, gender studies. Yeah, it's
not to mention the other crap that they passed in there, like the some copyright measure that made illegal streaming a felony or something.
Yeah, illegal. It made streaming of copyrighted content a potential felony. It also affected meme sharing.
No, that was Friday's legislation.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
They thankfully did not slip that into the COVID bill, and I don't think it's actually been passed yet. I don't recall. But we're talking about technology here, keeping it kind of light, ideally, and little-known facts about various pieces of technology.
Number eight. Amazon.com is not the original name of the website.
Do you know what it was originally called?
Well, we're going to find out.
Ooh.
Bezos, tried several different names for his business before he finalized on Amazon. The very first name he registered was Kadabra Inc., as in Abracadabra. After some feedback about the name being too obscure, the entrepreneur decided to change the name to something different. He registered his website with many other names before arriving at the current version, Amazon.com, that's recognizable worldwide. Some of the earlier domains were ard.com, that's AARD.com.
Not good.
No idea what that is. Awake.com, browse.com, bookmall.com.
Right, because it was originally just for books, right?
Back right.
In the day?
And relentless.com.
Like browse.com.
Yeah, browse.com seems fine. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, he's probably glad he didn't go with Bookmall because,
nope.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I bought a book off Amazon.
Right.
I bought so many other things besides books off of Amazon.
I didn't know that they started out just selling books. That's
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was books and then DVDs.
Yeah, books and then media they expanded into, so you could buy DVDs and CDs, right? You know, books on CDRs and that kind of a thing, too. So early digital books were that way. It was a bookstore, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they were largely credited with killing the terrestrial bookstores, specifically the mom and pops. But stuff like Barnes & Noble bookstores, you know, were hit heavily by the advent of Amazon.com. The site Relentless.com, however, remains today and redirects to Amazon. I didn't check that. You want Relentless.com? See if it actually goes to
Amazon. I'm
going to
assume it
redirects.
I mean, they put a link in the story, so...
It does.
Assumably it does, so, yeah. I didn't know that either. I just thought Amazon.com was the original name and website and all that kind of stuff. So that's news to me.
Good on them for evolving, though. Proved to be successful.
Indeed. Yeah, and, you know, they kept up with the expansion of their business model, too. Right.
Yeah.
When it, you know, when they saw some success, they took that success, that profit money, put it back into the company to reinvest into other stuff. So a lot of people give Amazon a really hard time because they're as big as they are, and they are a behemoth, and they control a whole lot of commerce now. But at the same time, you know, without them, I think many people's lives would be a lot crappier.
Sure. Yeah, because I would have to go to the store more,
yeah.
And I hate going to the store.
Yeah.
It's worse now than it's ever been going to the store.
It is.
Well, I hate Walmart anyway. All the vibe in there is just bad, and the fluorescent lights, and there's people walking mm-hmm. around. They're oblivious to each other. They'll walk into you. They walk backwards. I hate it.
Yeah, humans suck.
Not unless they're congregated into Walmart. That's where they suck the most. I can stand humans other places.
Other than Walmart?
When you put them into Walmart, just something happens. Their eyes glaze over, and they become idiots.
There's got to be a term for that, like Walmartitis or something. Some sort of disease where people become just at Walmart.
So this next one, it's a good thing I don't own an Apple product.
Yeah, smoking can void your Apple product warranties. Do you know your Apple product can lose its warranty if you smoke near them? Apple has the policy to safeguard their technicians from any toxic work environment.
That's not at all true. They're currently being sued in China for using a company that uses slave labor.
Yeah.
That's their excuse for this?
That's just the first sentence here.
Okay.
Tobacco tars settled on the systems are considered harmful.
Well, they are considered harmful to the device.
Yeah. 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 I mean, having been in technology, you know, you don't want like things like your audio board. You don't want a whole bunch of smoke around because
that
residue gets on and it, you know, gums up your pots.
Yeah, people are not allowed to smoke in the studio.
Yep. So Apple can deny servicing your product even if they're in warranty if they believe the product has come in contact with tobacco smoke.
Wow.
So there's got to be some guy at the Genius Bar right now who's never done anything for anybody when they brought in their device. He's like, sorry, I can't help you. It looks like you've been smoking around this device, right? So he never has to do any actual work.
This story actually gets worse as well. They don't actually have a warranty void clause in the product documents.
What does that mean?
It means they don't actually have it in writing that they can just say, no, your warranty is no longer valid because you smoked near your device.
So it's not in writing, meaning they just make it up, basically?
Seems that way, according to levelup.getconnected.com.
Wow.
Yeah, it's in their bag of tricks, and they just pull it out whenever they need something to sort of catch all.
Like the government.
Why won't you fix my thing? Oh, it's been in contact with tobacco smoke. Sorry. It even goes on to say there are numerous instances where the company has refused to honor the warranty on a product that has been exposed to smoke. People have detailed their experiences with not being able to claim warranty repair, there's a link to it in the article, on their Apple products due to findings of tobacco tar settled on parts.
And I imagine no one has the attorneys to sue Apple over this.
I imagine not.
It's not worth it. I mean, yeah, $1,000 computer, you're going to pay more on an attorney.
I wonder if anybody at the tobacco companies uses Apple products.
I hope no one uses Apple products. Unfortunately, I know people do.
I'm just thinking, like, people who work at, you know, R.J. Reynolds or something, if they have a bunch of, you know, Apple products.
I haven't used an Apple product since I was in high school.
Well, interestingly enough, what Apple does well is it gets all of the entertainment technology first, right? So the first audio mixing software showed up on Apple before it showed up on PC.
Mm.
For whatever reason, Apple gets all that stuff first. That technology shows up on Apple first.
Huh. Is it because they sort of cultivated this culture of we're these artsy, creative types that use this?
Yes, that is their target niche market. So audio engineering software, film editing software, that kind of stuff. Any improvements to those technologies hit Apple first before corresponding technologies released for like the Windows platform. Those are the two big platforms. So.
And they are the number one corporation in the United States as far as their value is concerned.
Apple?
Really?
Well,
according to values, Bitcoin is like, what, the seventh largest?
Seven or eight, I think, right now, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only getting better.
Yeah.
Sort of on a downward trend right now, but, you know, all will be fine.
Yeah, it's down to 26,000.
I know. What a tragedy. The fall of Bitcoin. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can call in and talk about... What is?
Bitcoin,
yeah. Tell us all about how Bitcoin is a scam. 603-283-6160. I had a hard time even saying that.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
It is the Bitcoin and Weed Show, if you believe, I think it's Urban Dictionary, also known as Pre-Talk Live. You can reach us, talk about whatever you want at 603-283-6160.
Can we rebrand the show?
Hold on. Somebody put us in Urban Dictionary?
I don't think it was Urban Dictionary, but it was somewhere.
Wikipedia?
It was not Wikipedia, no. But, I mean, apparently it's the Bitcoin and Weed Show.
It's not a bad other name.
I mean, can we talk about a rebranding or
something?
Well,
yeah, we were just talking about Amazon. It was funny, as you were talking about Amazon, I'm like, you know, what if we talked about rebranding Free Talk Live? What would we call the show? And now we have the answer.
Bitcoin and Weed.
So Bitcoin.com, if you don't know about it, it's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find all sorts of useful information neatly organized by your needs, so you no longer really have an excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you, because Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a sleek, slick, and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com. And speaking of Bitcoin, talking heads in the news have been running their mouths about Bitcoin again. Evidently, one of these people gave someone some really bad advice.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
So the guy's name is Dave Ramsey, and
I've heard this name.
He is a respected kind of financial wizard guy.
Oh, yeah. I think he used to do a radio show.
He does do a radio. He still is on the radio. In fact, he's very successful as far as like an independent show where he's not, you know, he's not owned by like a network or whatever. So he kind of does his own thing. He's got his own satellite channel, and like he's very, you know, very successful. I mean, cannot knock the success of Dave Ramsey. However, apparently he doesn't know jack diddly when it comes to what Bitcoin is. And this guy is a financial guru. Like he does a show and he writes books. And I've never read any of his books, but from what I understand, he's very successful at like helping people who are in debt get out of debt. And to that end, that's great. I think that's fantastic.
I think I've heard his show. He gives like some rather practical advice to people too. If I'm recalling his show correctly, like folks would call in and they're like, well, you know, here's how much debt I have, and he's like, well, according to my calculations, if you picked up a part-time job 2 days a week at this amount of dollars per hour, you could be out of debt in a year. Is that something you're capable of doing?
Or like pay the extra payment, you know, every 2 weeks instead of every 4 weeks.
Yeah, on your credit card or your debt or whatever, your mortgage.
Yeah. So
apparently he's also number 3 in talk show ratings.
I believe it. I mean, he's incredibly successful. Now, it's kind of like the one-trick pony. I mean, that's all he talks about. But people need that. I mean, so I don't want to, like, badmouth his success. I mean, the guy is a success for a reason. So kudos to him for that. But he doesn't know anything about Bitcoin, and that's
what he say.
According to Bitcoin.com's news site at news.bitcoin.com, Kevin Helms writing that famous radio show host and best-selling author Dave Ramsey gave advice about Bitcoin on his show aired recently. Daniel from Salt Lake City, Utah, called in to get Ramsey's advice as his income was about to drop when he goes back to school. Daniel mentioned that he invested about $1,500 in Bitcoin in 2014 and has made about $120,000 off of it so far.
Yeah.
And by that, I presume he means the value of the Bitcoin has gone up in that amount, not that he has sold it.
I sigh because I'm upset with myself. So
for not buying it in 2014.
Well, I mean, I had more than I do now, and this guy out-earned me.
Well, it happens, man. There's a lot of people who are saying that, but, you know, the boat hasn't sailed yet.
No, I know. It's barely pulling out of the harbor, I suspect.
Yeah.
I know. Bitcoin is still the next Bitcoin, so.
So, you know, the self-proclaimed personal money management expert, Ramsey calls himself, quote, America's trusted voice on money, unquote. He's even the author of 7 best-selling books, including Financial Peace, More Than Enough, The Total Money Makeover, Entire Leadership, or Entre Leadership, Dave Ramsey's Complete Guide to Money, The Legacy Journey, and Smart Money, Smart Kids. Altogether, they've sold more than 11 million copies. This guy goes, by the way, to, like, perform shows, at least I imagine he hasn't done this in 2020, but prior to this, when people would go into stadiums together with one another, this guy could fill like a stadium.
Wow.
Amazing stuff.
That's impressive for what is ultimately, you know, someone who's a financial advisor.
But that's what people need. I mean, look at Americans and the tremendous level of debt that they carry. And Americans are terrible with money.
It would be great if Americans listened to people like him.
You know some of them do, right? Because I'm sure he's got his success stories.
You know where Americans learn how to do that from?
What? Their poor financial habits?
Yeah.
Their parents? Government?
And who's their parent? That's right, government. Mommy and daddy government. I learned it from watching you.
So according to the story here, Daniel, the caller, explained that since the Bitcoin investment was small, he, quote, just bought it and just left it, noting that he never did anything with it. He asked Ramsey for his view on the investment. Ramsey quickly asked the Bitcoin investor, "Are you saying you can cash it out today for $100,000? "For sure," replied the investor.
I mean, he can. He would probably have to do it through, like, Coinbase or something, unless he's going to sell it on local Bitcoins.
That's highly risky. Ramsey proceeded to educate the man, saying, quote, "There's a process in finance called sunk cost analysis. If you don't cash it out today, in the morning, you would have invested $100,000 into Bitcoin. That should scare your brains out," he exclaimed. That's a strange thing to say. I don't know.
Isn't that
what
the
that
exact
means.
Opposite of how people are told to look at investments? They're not told to look at it as this is, you know, it's going up to $100,000 now, so now it's a $100,000 investment.
That's
aren't they
saying.
Taught to, you know, really look at it as it's still just a $1,500 investment?
Well, even things like CDs, they have, if you put $1,000 into that, you can't cash it out until it's mature. So you have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't have to wait with Bitcoin.
Right, that's right.
But it's also not meant to be, you know, the speculative asset that people are making money from.
Right. Right. I mean, basically what he could do if he wanted to, would be to cash out some amount of the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to sell the whole thing. So if you only spent $1,500 on it, and, you know, he's talking about his income's going to go down because he's going to school or whatever. You know, if you need to get $10,000 out of it, take $10,000 out of it.
My advice to this kid is pull the $1,500 out.
At least.
Sure.
Right? That's what you put in.
Now you're back.
You're up $100. Pull that $1,500 out. The rest of it is play money.
Yeah. Or,
and I don't mean play money as that it's fake money, but I'm just saying you took out your original investment.
Yeah.
Everything else is now profit. So now figure out what to do with that. Do you want to reinvest that? Do you want to, you know, what do you want to do?
I would keep it in Bitcoin.
But that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with taking out some of those profits.
Right.
So, I mean, you're talking about just taking out $1,500. Well, what if he needs some money to live, right? So take out $10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, now you've got $90,000 worth left, or, you know, $100,000 was $120,000 worth. Take out $20,000. You got $100,000 left in Bitcoin. You can sit and wait and see what happens to. And you got $20,000. You can go and put a down payment on a small house or pay your next college loan off or something like that. But let's go on with what Ramsey had to say about it. So, again, he said, "Are you saying you can cash it out today for $100,000? Ramsey said, "It's not $1,500, it's $100,000 every day you leave it there. You're reinvesting into this again," he said. He then added that Bitcoin is going over 50% of your freaking net worth. "It's on the roulette table, on one roll of the dice," he said. "I suspect when I hear $1,500 turns into $100,000, I'm really suspect. I hope you don't find other things when you go to try to cash it out." Because he's suggesting that maybe you wouldn't be able to cash out the Bitcoin, because he knows nothing about it.
I mean, clearly he doesn't, because Bitcoin making someone $100,000 in the last 6 years is not an uncommon story.
That's right.
It's amazing that he missed it.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, "It's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out." We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DynoVite.com. I said to John, "I'm getting this." So the Dynavite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I'm Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DynoVite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus stimulus payments could be in bank accounts within hours. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying direct deposits could start being deposited today. Paper checks will be sent out on Wednesday. The $600 payments are meant to help boost the economy amid the downturn caused by the pandemic. President Trump is defending his administration's rollout of the coronavirus vaccine. On Twitter, the president saying it's up to states to distribute the shots. Those comments come after President-elect Joe Biden said this.
The Trump administration's plan to distribute vaccines is falling behind, far behind. The effort to distribute and administer the vaccine is not progressing as it should.
Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, also telling Americans they need to mask up. You're listening to USA Radio News. California public health officials saying the stay-at-home order for Southern California and the San Joaquin regions will remain in effect until further notice. California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Gailey saying current projections show the region at 0% ICU capacity.
Those projections do not show that San Joaquin Valley and Southern California have projected 4 weeks out ICU capacity over 15%, so they will remain under the order for the time being.
A home improvement store's recall has people taking notice.
Over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning, hitting people and causing property damage. The Hampton Bay Mara indoor-outdoor ceiling fans were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and via its website. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all losers on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 8. Almost didn't see it. First time tonight.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is the call-in number. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
The Captain.
And Ian.
And we're talking about Bitcoin here and this financial expert who clearly doesn't know anything about Bitcoin.
Dave Ramsey. Or is it Ramsey?
Ramsey.
It's amazing that he's even heard of it, since he's not aware of the
list. Wait, Ramsey's also a first name, too, isn't it? Never trust a man with two first names.
Ramsey's a first name?
Sure.
I guess.
Anyway, come on.
Oh, are you ready for more?
Sure.
I can tell you more. So dude calls Ramsey's show. He does a very popular radio show with financial advice, and, you know, normally, from what I understand, he gives out useful advice to people. In this particular case, I wouldn't listen to him because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Clearly.
The guy calls in, says he spent $1,500 on Bitcoin in 2014, and he held on to it. And now it's worth over $120,000. And Ramsey's response is like, wait, what? Are you saying you can cash it out for $100,000 today? And then he goes on to say, to make this claim...
Is there a calculator to, like, see if that's close to true? Can you go and look at the price of Bitcoin in 2014 and multiply that by if you put $1,500 in and see what it comes out to?
They're probably...
Well, it's not a difficult calculation.
Yeah.
It is for me.
So
he claims that if you don't cash it out today, that in the morning, that means you've invested $100,000 into Bitcoin, which is a silly way to look at it, but that's the way he's trying to convince the guy to look at it.
And I believe that's the opposite of what financial advisors are generally telling people. I mean, because if you're constantly watching whether or not your investment is going up or down, you're going to get anxious. You're going to make a stupid decision.
Yeah.
You're going to sell when it starts to go down or buy more when it starts to go up.
And then he starts to talk about how it's on the roulette table. It's on one roll of the dice. He says,
doesn't know anything about roulette, evidently, either.
When I hear $1,500 turns into $100,000, I'm really suspect. He says, those numbers are bizarre. If you're able to cash it out, the other danger is you actually pulled off this crap once and it's going to tempt you to do it again.
I would say continue doing it. It seems to be working out fairly well for him.
Right. In conclusion, Ramsey said, ultimately, quote, you do whatever you want to do, but I'm not a fan of ultra-high-risk investments, and at a minimum, that's what we would call Bitcoin.
I think Captain's advice was the best. If the guy's really worried about his investment, then pull out at that $1,500
more. Or more.
And just continue holding the rest of the Bitcoin.
Yeah, let it ride. Because, you know, right now, Bitcoin's at $26,000, $27,000 and change today. You know, we can't predict the future. We don't know what's going to happen. But a year ago, it was like $7,000.
Yeah, it got down to almost $5,000 at one point.
Yeah, I wasn't liquid at the time. I was only able to put in a small amount of money at that time.
But just think about it. I mean, it's gone.
But I'm up.
I am up. It's gone. Everyone's up. If you bought any time within the last ever, basically, except for the last few days, you know, any time in 2020 prior to Christmas, you're up, basically. And
you're up.
Yeah, it's been an amazing ride, and this could go anywhere. I mean, it could go to zero. It certainly could, but I mean,
the odds that's
going to happen are very, very low. So the odds to me seem much greater that, given the government printing out an S ton of money, that this Bitcoin is going to keep being more useful and more useful as time goes on. More companies are going to start accepting it. More institutional investors are going to buy into it. And Ramsey doesn't know what he's talking about. He's literally just looking at numbers and saying, whoa, 1,500 to 100,000, bad. That's a risky investment. You got to get out. It's risky. Well, yeah, of course it's risky. That was the point.
Sure.
You know?
I just checked. In April of 2014, the lowest price of Bitcoin, just from my quick scan, was $340. So
oh, wow.
If he did put in $1,500, he could very well have $100,000.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, because that would get him like 4.5 Bitcoin then.
4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 would be 3 Bitcoins at $1,200 at $400 a piece. I'm just using 400 as a round number for easy math. So 4 times 3 would be 12, right?
Sure.
And then another $300, so almost 4 Bitcoins would be 100,000.
And we're not the only ones who agree that Bitcoin is a smart thing to get into. In May of 2019, an NFL offensive lineman named Russell Okung wrote on Twitter that he wanted his salary to be paid in Bitcoin. On Tuesday, he indicated that his wish had been granted.
Oh, that's awesome. We covered a little bit of that here on Free Talk Live when he asked, and I was like, they're never going to do that. He should just use Bitwage or some other website that provides a similar service.
Well, that's what they did, ultimately. He's receiving half of his $13 million base salary for the 2020 season in Bitcoin, according to a news release from Strike, which is a company that helps users convert traditional money to the cryptocurrency.
Hmm.
The company claims that Okung, who is now with the Carolina Panthers, is the first player in league history to request part of his annual paycheck in the form of digital currency. According to the news release, Okung lobbied both the Panthers and his former team, the Los Angeles Chargers, to pay him in Bitcoin before finding a solution. The Panthers ultimately paid the 32-year-old tackle in traditional currency, but then passed it through Strike, which converted it to Bitcoin. I hope we see a lot more of this in the future. Okung has long been an advocate of Bitcoin, which a type of digital currency, according to USA Today, that was invented more than a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
It has died somewhere in the low tens of thousands, according to the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Because it's always dying. It's always a scam. It's always something to be avoided.
Bitcoin is dead.
No one entity owns or controls it, Okung wrote. Bitcoin is undermining the status quo of intermediaries. No more banks, no more money managers, no more governments telling you what you can and can't do with your money. I like this guy.
Yeah.
A first-round draft pick, and then it just goes on to talk about his football
career.
Well,
he actually did some research. He actually knows a thing or two about this. Instead, you got Ramsey, and I skipped by the, like, you know, in articles, sometimes they take quotes and they make them bigger. Yeah, normally when they do that in articles, they already have that quote somewhere else in the article, and so but they didn't do that here in Bitcoin.com. So I hadn't read this quote from Ramsey. He said, "If you really can cash it out, and you might find out this is funny money," suggesting that, oh, you thought you could cash it out, but it's like one coin, you can't do anything with it.
He could come to New Hampshire and basically use it day to day.
He says, but I hope you can. I hope you can cash it out when you go to do it tonight. By nightfall, dude, cash it, he said. And, you know,
if he's already on Coinbase, he probably could cash it out tonight, but I still wouldn't.
You're going to be sorry.
Either, yeah.
If you don't take, you know,
we're not financial advisors.
That's true. But as the captain pointed out, and as I pointed out, if you want to take something out of it, take some profits out of it, and use that to buy, you know, whatever you need to buy in life, and then hold the rest of it, because you know what's already happened over the last 6 years that you've held it. You know it's been good so far. Why not just hold on for the ride?
I mean, just this year alone, it's up like
280%.
Oh, my God. Is that what it is?
Last time I checked, a few days ago.
Amazing.
In the last year, not just 2020, but the last year. So going back to the end of 2019.
And with banks like Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and some others looking into getting into Bitcoin, I expect it to just increase exponentially because it's such a limited supply, and almost none of it is in the hands of banks.
PayPal did their integration. I realize that that's kind of a hokey integration, but they did it, right? They're actually claiming that you can buy cryptocurrency using PayPal.
And it happened to coincide with this big uptick. That's when it really started to jump up in price.
Yeah. Now, I agree that PayPal's integration is very hokey and, like, not your keys, not your money. So keep that in mind if you're doing anything with PayPal and Bitcoin. But just the fact that these large institutions are chucking money at Bitcoin means that price is going to keep climbing and climbing and climbing.
Yeah. All the factors suggest that this will continue to go up. Yeah. And that's why I say I think we're within range of $100,000. I mean, even though it seems far away, it wasn't that long ago that we were at $3,000 to $5,000.
No, it was about a year ago, wasn't it?
It was at five. I don't know if it was at three. I think it might have dipped to three or something at one point briefly, but it was definitely at five.
Yeah.
Either way, it's been an amazing year for Bitcoin, and it's not surprising that this all coincided with the year of COVID-19 when governments throughout the world decided, hey, we're just going to print a lot of money and throw it at this problem. What was
billions,
it?
Like trillions of dollars.
80% of the total U.S. money supply was printed this year?
No,
20%. 20%.
Still in the historic money supply. Yeah. All the time, the dollars
30%, but it's a lot anyway.
And how much of that is driving up the value of Bitcoin? Because as the value of the USD goes down, the value of Bitcoin, by default, goes up. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind using the number 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Ian, and the Captain, and we're going to talk about why picking your nose isn't just gross, it's dangerous.
You can pick your friends, and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Also, generally good advice. Coming to us from Baltimore.CBSLocal.com, we teach kids not to do it. It's unsanitary. It's just plain gross to see. You know, I would agree you probably shouldn't pick your nose in public, but having lived in the desert of Las Vegas for a period of several months, you're going to get some enormous boogers there.
Is that right?
And there's no other way to get them out. What do they recommend people do?
I don't know.
Are they really suggesting that there are people out there who just never pick their noses?
I don't know what they're suggesting. I've never heard this before. What are they saying?
Let's be real, though. Okay, so they're being honest. Most of us pick our noses, some 91%, according to the only study that seems to have ever been done on the 91% subject.
91% and the other 9% lied.
Absolutely. Perhaps revealing how little even scientists want to think about it. Looking around the world, however, it's not exactly uncommon to see someone with a finger up their nose, either discreetly or not so much, like Queen Elizabeth.
Really?
Is there video of her picking her nose? I have to see that if there is. Jokes aside.
Yo, hold on. You know they made a deep fake of her recently, right?
Yeah, where she was dancing or something. Yeah. Jokes aside, nose picking is deadly serious.
Really?
Not only are people spreading their own bacteria and viruses onto everything they touch after a bout of digging for gold, they can wash their hands afterwards.
Sure.
But you also, quote, transfer germs from your fingertips into the nose, which is the exact opposite of what you want. Well, they could also wash their hands before picking their noses if they wanted to. That means that you can spread coronavirus to others from your nose-picking session. And you are also more likely to bring that virus, along with others like influenza, directly into your body.
I don't know that I've ever heard it referred to as a nose-picking session. Like, is there a ritual you perform? You got to light some candles and get the appropriate amount of Kleenex around you, you know, before you go ahead and start picking away, digging for gold?
The nose is one of three main ways that viruses can enter the body. The other two are the mouth and eyes. The nose has a number of defense systems to keep pathogens out, including hair at the front of the nostrils to block larger particles and the mucous membrane.
Does the same apply to the ass? That's all I want to know.
In what regard?
Can you pick your ass and spread COVID?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, sorry.
That moist lining of the nose has microscopically small glands that can secrete mucus into the airway in response to foreign invaders. That includes big stuff like pollen and dirt and dust, and also microscopic stuff, which would include bacteria and viruses. Some mucus is a good and healthy thing, keeping most invaders out, but when it dries up, along with whatever it has caught, it turns into what most of us call boogers. Scientists evidently call them crusts.
Crusts. Nasal crusts.
Like Pillsbury pre-made crusts.
I mean, there's nothing you could call it that would make it sound pleasant, but nasal crust sounds like the worst I've ever heard.
Nasal crust sounds like some sort of a metal band.
It does.
There's a whole genre called crust, but, you know, that's for another show.
So when you feel one in your nose, it's easy to want to pick it out without thinking. What many people don't realize is how delicate that skin inside the nose can be. Nose picking can create tiny cuts. Now, I want to know, are they going to offer an alternative?
That's what I want to know, yeah.
Nose picking, they haven't yet. Nose picking is something that should, more than ever during a pandemic, be avoided. But habits can be hard to break, especially those that you do without thinking. I think everybody thinks before they pick their nose, right? They look around, is there anyone around?
You have a higher opinion of people than I do, apparently.
Okay.
I don't think people think most of the time, and so they just wander throughout their day doing whatever it is.
Picking the nose, like nail biting, skin picking, lip chewing, and hair pulling, is considered by mental health professionals to be a, quote, body-focused repetitive behavior. Hair pulling?
A BFRP?
I play with my hair a lot. But are there people who just sit around picking their nose in the way that I play with my hair? Because that seems weird.
Is playing with your hair the same thing as pulling it?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I mean, you're stroking the beard there.
That's the only hair I got to play with. So, yeah. At least, you know, not on my head anyway.
But are you like pulling it, or are you just stroking it?
Stroke.
I'm just. Yeah. I'm not. I mean, I guess I'm just stroking it. Yeah. Here on Free Talk Live, stroking the beard.
There you go.
These behavioral habits can be a clinical disorder if they result in damage or significant impairment to someone's personal or professional life. For many of us, though, they're just bad habits, not disorders. Habit reversal therapy, a form of behavioral therapy for people picking their noses. That's where we're at now, 2020. What a way to end the year.
Okay, but how do the boogers get out of your nose if you're not going to pick them?
They haven't suggested that yet.
All right.
It's a tool that psychiatrists use.
Really hard.
Well, it's crusty. It's not going to come out by being blown
on. You got to get yourself a neti pot and wait for it to melt out, or, you know, what?
Well, they say this is where mask wearing can be especially useful. In addition to masks' effectiveness in reducing transmission of airborne particles that can maintain coronavirus, they can also help reduce nose picking by physically blocking the habitual or unconscious finger-to-nose action. I can't believe this is real life, dude.
Wait. You know how, like, they made the hugging curtain with, like, the arms in it or whatever? They could make the nose-picking curtain with, like, the little arm that your finger can fit in. So your finger isn't actually...
protected.
It's like a finger condom, so you can pick your nose effectively without spreading any diseases.
This is depressing.
You could probably sell that.
Someone wrote this article, you know.
Someone got paid to write that article.
CBS News.
If they're eager to stop nose picking, boy, what a great opportunity to take advantage of this moment in human history where everyone's supposed to be covering their face. If you find your nose picking isn't a habit so much as a reaction to a constantly uncomfortable or clogged nose,
story.
Get checked out by your doctor. Your issue could have, and they have still offered no alternative to getting rid of boogers.
And I'm thinking to myself that, okay, so you take this article's advice so far. You've gone days, weeks without picking your nose.
Now you can't breathe.
And your boogers have clogged up your nose. Of course you're going to go see a doctor because you're like, I'm having a hard time breathing, doc.
Right. Well.
They say they do offer an alternative. The best way to get rid of boogers is to blow your nose into a tissue and then wash your hands.
Does not work all the time.
I expect it doesn't work most of the time.
Yeah, if that crust is in there, it's not always coming out just because you blow.
I wonder if we can offer a nose-picking service.
Yes, you can. I want no part in this.
Well, by we, I just mean we start the company. We don't actually do the nose picking.
Okay.
We'll hire people to do the nose picking. Low-wage college graduates.
Make them wash their hands, wear sterile surgical
gloves.
Kids
with, like, art degrees.
They also recommend...
It could be a new, like an Uber.
decentralized nose picking service.
Neti pots or saline sprays are another option. Remember, the booger is just a dried up piece of mucus. If you rehydrate the mucus, you should be able to blow it out or have it come out on its own.
So I wasn't far off with my get a neti pot and melt them out.
No, they suggested neti pots.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't far off.
I can't imagine the insanity of, oh, I've got this booger. Let me instead spray some saline into my nose right, and then blow it.
Respray it and respray it. I mean, how many passes would you need to go through in order to loosen this thing up in there? I mean, it sounds.
I always thought the important part of nose picking was just don't do it like in public in front of other people. And,
sure.
And you're fine.
I don't understand the reasoning here. It seems like having an actual spray inside your nose is going to cause significantly more distribution of whatever virus you have than just picking your nose and then washing your hands.
Well, if you've already got the virus, then you've already got the virus.
Maybe that's why they need to blow their nose, because they have the virus.
Also, you know, if the concern here is, and at least part of the concern was that you're touching the inside of your nose, you could transfer something there or whatever, but you can also, you know, take whatever's in your nose and touch other things. Well, if you're touching your tissues, then aren't you basically still touching the inside of your nose?
Absolutely. Like, well, they said, you know, wash your hands after doing all of this.
Yeah.
I don't know what their reasoning is, other than the tiny cuts they mentioned that can result from it.
I mean, like, I guess if you're a germaphobe and you're worried about, you know, COVID or whatever, the flu, any kind of sickness, right? Wash your hands, dry your hands, then pick your nose, then wash your hands again.
I'm not washing my hands before I pick my nose.
That's, I'm just saying.
I'll give you after.
Yeah.
But before is stupid.
I mean,
he also added, it gets worse.
You could touch a surface that's, you know, got flu or COVID or something, and then pick your nose and then get it because you picked your nose.
How much worse can this get?
Well, everyone.
How long's the article?
Everyone should get their own bottle. No sharing, not even with intimate partners. It should be kept clean and the tip wiped off on a regular basis so germs don't get transferred into the nose from use to use.
I'm so sick of all of this germaphobe stuff. I'm sick of it.
I know, man. Humidifiers to keep indoor air hydrated can also help reduce crust formation.
Just cut your nose off while you're at it. Cut your fingers off. Kill yourself.
Isn't it cut your nose off to spite your face?
No, to spite the boogers, man.
To spite the boogers, man.
I hope the world goes back to normal soon, but I don't think this insanity is going to stop. 603-283-6160. This lengthy article about picking your nose is probably the worst thing I've seen yet.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. When you amp Free Talk Live, you get perks like access to the AMP only Facebook group and AMP podcast. Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.